New research shows that 78% of HIV-infected patients with detectable virus carry a strain that is resistant to drug treatment. The virus which causes AIDS has always been known to rapidly mutate and change. For that reason, patients are routinely given a cocktail of drugs to control the virus, which attack it in different ways. This latest survey shows that 3 out of 4 patients with detectable virus have a form of the virus that's resistant to one or more of the drugs in that cocktail. Dr. Harold Jaffe is acting director of the National Center for HIV at the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, and he joins us from his office there. Dr. Jaffe, how bad is this?
I don't think it's surprising to find resistance developing in a group of patients in medical care. But I think the rate of resistance, the very high proportion of resistance, is quite surprising. And I think what it's telling us is that even though these patients are in care, they probably are not taking all their medications all the time. They may not be absorbing it. Or for other reasons, they're not actually taking the medications in a way that would prevent the emergence of this resistance.
When you talk about people not taking their drugs or not taking their drugs properly, could you explain how that kind of resistance grows? This is not like a bacteria becoming resistant to an antibiotic, is it? I mean, this is a virus. It's a different thing.
What these drugs do basically is suppress the virus down to very low levels. If someone is not taking the medication properly or regularly and doesn't have a high enough level of the drug in their blood, the virus can start growing again in the presence of a low level of the drug, acquire resistance. The analogy with other drugs that we take for chronic illnesses like diabetes or hypertension is if you miss taking your insulin or your hypertensive medicine a few times, it doesn't mean you can't go back and use them. They will work again. Here, though, if we miss a few doses, we may not be able to use the drugs again. They may not work.
We've grown to think of HIV as manageable, that for many people, relatively normal life is possible, and it's made possible by that cocktail of drugs. Does that have to be reconsidered?
I think the important thing in what you said is relatively normal. Even though people with HIV clearly live much better and longer lives than they did just a few years ago, they're taking multiple drugs. These drugs all have side effects. And unless the drugs are taken on a very regular basis, the virus will become resistant. It'll be necessary to change treatment. And the second and third try at treatment is often not as successful as the first.
I wondered if perhaps people who are not worrying about it are in fact infecting other people with drug-resistant strains, if new infections are drug-resistant.
We do know that drug-resistant strains can be transmitted. There have been a number of studies that indicate that perhaps 10 or maybe even 15% of recently infected people in cities like San Francisco actually acquire a virus that's resistant, even though the person has not actually taken medication him or herself.
So what does that mean?
What that means is that person's partner, the person who infected the individual, probably was treated at some point, did not take their medication correctly, has a resistant virus, and passed it on.
For more than a decade, doctors have managed to stay a short step ahead of the virus. What happens now?
I think we're continuing to stay ahead of the virus, and most people who are getting good medical care and understand their drugs and know how to take them are actually doing pretty well. But this study also tells us that there's the potential here to fail, and there's the potential to run out of drugs and be back in the situation where we were 10 years ago, where we really didn't have much to offer people with HIV.
Dr. Jaffe, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Dr. Harold Jaffe is acting director of the Center for HIV, Sexually Transmitted Diseases, and Tuberculosis at the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta.